Did you explain what the premise of this one is before?
What premise?
You said don't need a premise. I had an idea.
Yeah, I had some ideas. Maybe I'll keep them to myself. Maybe I won't share them.
The people want to hear my voice.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I need to take my hormones.
Yeah, take this.
Live look.
I love the hormones that Daphne takes are spelled W-H. No, wait, I have an even better joke. Let me go back. Forget I said that. Rewind. All right. Hormones. W-H.
I'm here. I'm just not laughing.
Well, yeah, she's a woman. She can't, you know, humor is kind of like not one of their senses. It's hormones. W-H-O-R-M-O-A-N-S. Hormones. And then I can take that A-N-S at the end of moans and anus, turn it into anus. So hormones anus.
Hormone anus?
Hormone anus.
Or it would be hormones.
Daphne's taking her hormone anus. Get wrecked. Yeah! We love Zach. He's the man.
I thought you took them earlier today because you cried to the movie Polly, which came out in 1998.
You cried! Sorry. Okay. Sorry that there's this bird who, like, has a really hard life and then he gets showed an ounce of kindness by a poor, like, Russian man. He looked like Filipino. I don't know what was going on with
Tony Shalhoub. Does not look Filipino.
That's Tony Shalhoub?
Yeah.
Who's Tony Shalhoub? Is he the guy that plays Monk?
Yes, Monk.
Was him?
Yes.
My.
It was Monk. He's also in Marvelous Miss Maisel, which I've never seen.
I've never seen
But he plays the girl's
mother. You know what that sounds like? Mr. Megorium's Wonder Euporium. Do you know what that is?
Emporium. Mm-mm. Starring Natalie Portman.
Deadly Squirt Hams. She went to the acting camp I went to, and everyone thinks that, yeah, they think they're famous because she went to the acting camp. Like,
yeah. When really the reference should be you, how bad they are.
Suck my nut, bitch. Get the fuck out of my room, bitch.
That's Natalie Portman, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Wait, what are we talking about? Like? Euporium?
Yeah, Mr. Euporium. I have never seen it.
My roommate thought it was so funny because he owned a copy.
Okay.
Because I think he bought it because they mention it.
Funny?
They mention it in Breaking Bad. He's one of those guys that's like, whoa, this TV show did that. I have to do that. And it'd be funny. Like, so you remember True Detective? You know True Detective?
Yeah.
He had the, you know that big hug mug fucking Matthew McConaughey's like trashing his cig in? He has like a big hug mug.
I believe that he has it.
Yeah. But he bought one of those too and was just like, it's the mug! Like, he thought it was so funny. He's one of those guys. Are you looking up Tony Shalhoub?
I'm looking at Mr. McGorry. It is a Dustin Hoffman, Natalie Portman movie.
I love the Dustin Hoffman interview. Is he the one that plays the movie where he's pretending to be a woman?
Yes, Tootsie.
Tootsie, yes. There's this movie where it's like, oh, it's an interview that they make, like, is super deep, and he's such a sensitive guy, and it's, I put on the Tootsie makeup, and I said, make me prettier. And they said, Dustin, this is all we can do, my friend. And I started crying because I realized there's some women who, that's all they can do. I swear to God, it's literally like, it's like he realized ugly women existed and starts crying. It's so funny. And it's like, the title for it is like, Dustin Hoffman has deep realization. Like, they're trying to act like this dude's like a saint. And it's like, he literally realized there's some women who are just too ugly to be beautified by makeup. It's insane. Yeah, it's funny. True, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's something I knew at, like, age three.
I mean, yeah, there's just ugly people.
Only ugly women. People no. All my kings. Don't say that about my kings. Kings. I won't let her talk to you, but I won't let her talk about that way to you.
These were, like, serious questions.
Oh, hit me with a serious question. Hey, give me a serious one. Let me go. Let's go.
Well, it was... Okay.
Because, let me go through it.
Okay. It's right. About dating trannies. They're all about that.
Oh.
That's all the questions.
Oh my gosh. Are you trans? You're going to be hearing that joke a lot. Ladies and gentlemen.
So can I explain
the transgender elephant in the room. That's a good episode title.
Thank you.
That's the episode title. All right. Let me just say,
for your followers.
Who are my followers?
What do you call them?
The great... I call them doggies when I talk to them, but I also think it's dumb when people do, like, yo, Logan Paulers, what is up?
You can be the yo, Logan Paulers.
The yo, Logan Paulers, yes.
YOLO Swagger, no.
Yo, Logan Paulers, that's what it is.
When I was first introduced, it was a shock to many that you would even, you know, stand within 10 feet of a trainee without punching them.
Yeah, and guys, I get it. I'm a cool guy. you want to be me? You want to get coffee with me? You want to tell me about that?
Why would they want to be someone who would punch someone?
I wouldn't punch someone.
That's what I just said you would do.
Yeah, but that's sweetly, what, like a punch of love.
That's what they would assume.
If you guys want to talk to me about that issue you're having with that girl in gym class who, you know, she's very attractive and you don't know what to say to her, I can walk you through it. Anyway.
So I thought that, Jesus, that like a good jumping off point for something between the two of us would be addressing the transgender elephant in the room.
I wouldn't, listen, you're large.
Me. I'm the elephant.
You're large, and I'm talking length and width.
The transgender giraffe in the room.
Yeah, but okay. I was saying elephant's very appropriate.
You need a chair.
I could stand, listen, I'm going to squat and work on my buns.
You could sit on the trash can.
I'll sit on this can. It's perfect size.
Okay, when did you first experience sexuality?
Like, just sexuality?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty,
tell me about it.
Pedo. Tell me about it. Pedo alert.
I feel like
pedo alert.
Okay. Well, yeah, you think all these...
I don't know, like, I remember. Lauren...
Oh, Jesus, don't say your name.
No, I was in, like,
I said Wayne, not who.
Wait, do you mean, like, when I was into chicks when or when I had sex first?
No, not when you had sex first.
Okay. It was this chick named Lauren in, like, kindergarten, and we were both, like, in love, and I... Will you be my girlfriend? Yes, I will be your girlfriend. And we were like dating, quote unquote. Yeah. We just held hands.
Yeah.
But I was like in love with her, and I remember one day she's like, "Here is a piece of my hair for you to remember me." And I was like, "I will guard it with my life." Like I thought it was like the sweetest thing ever. But yeah, to say that, it was like kindergarten. Mm.
And did you have any awareness of like, I'm a boy, I'm attracted to girls, or, like, think about what that meant at all, or...
I don't think so, but, I don't think, but... I think it was just, like, I was too young to really think about that. It was just, like, I was into her. Uh-huh. I guess I kind of understood that concept, though.
What?
Like, boys date girls, or boys get married to girls. I kind of understood that.
Did you have any, like, awareness of... what being trans is or what being gay is? I assume no. At least it's
kind
of
as like, you know, you'd call your friends gay, I think, from a young age.
In kindergarten?
Oh, no, you're saying at that age. Yes. No, I don't think.
What's up, gay one? I'm a little gay bitch. I was gonna say, Jesus.
Yo, we were raised tough.
Yeah,
evidently. We were cutthroat.
Oh, no.
Oh, my neck. Do you want to follow up with when did I know gay people were... a thing?
Well, my next question
was
when did you become aware of the existence of trans people? Or maybe not quite trans, you know, as we know it today. Cross-dressers, anything of the gender variant type?
I don't know. I'd imagine...
I'm assuming porn is my assumption, but you could have seen them in, like...
Well,
I remember Rent was maybe one of the early ones for me with Angel.
Yeah, well, I knew it by then.
You were probably older by then. I was younger.
All right, I forget. I'm like 30,
age gap alert.
40 years old.
Now it's your pedo alert time.
No, what was it? I'm assuming from like a movie or something, but maybe not Rent.
And how did you? Do you remember how you interpreted that or absorbed that?
I don't think. I thought it was weird. I'm sure maybe it's like a. Young kid, I thought it was, like, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the concept of, like, a dude getting dressed as a woman. I remember I was a chick for Halloween.
Oh. Yeah, that was common.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is and my mom was, like, really voice. Pushed it onto me. She was really into it. And,
interestingly.
Yeah, yeah.
Any suggestion of that around my mother
wasn't
pushing me towards it. Wasn't very encouraging.
She didn't want you to be a woman Halloween.
Yeah. No.
I do remember in terms of porn, though, because all porn was banned in Saudi.
Oh, how interesting.
So the way to get it was LimeWire. Do you remember LimeWire? You might be too young.
I was aware of it, but I don't think I ever used it.
Do you know
it.
What it is?
Yeah, it's like pirating?
Yeah, but you can just like type in something, usually music, but I think you could do...
Is it torrents?
Kind of, but it's not like, you don't need like an outside source. It's like all done through the LimeWire app.
The app, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got banned.
Yeah, it did get banned. Right, right. But I remember I would, that when I was like looking up porn, probably in like, I don't remember, like 6th or 7th grade.
Okay.
Fucking,
I think that was my porn age.
6th and 7th?
Yeah.
It's the common porn year, I feel. But it's a good year to look at porn. It's like all new and cool, and you're like, damn. On LimeWire, especially with music, people would like name shit stuff that it wasn't just so you download it.
Okay.
And I remember downloading some porn, and I definitely, it was like a chick with a fucking horse cock. And I remember just like,
you just got like Rickrolled into liking trans girls.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think, I wasn't like, I didn't see it and go, my God, this is what's been missing from my life. I was mainly just like, oh, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
Because I remember like being like, she looks like a woman.
Yeah.
But she's got a horse cock. What's up with that?
When I was young, when I first saw that, which was probably when I first discovered porn, I didn't see that like at all. But when I saw, I remember that I used to always think that that was like a thing that could happen to girls.
Oh, that they could just get dicks.
Because everyone was just like, I feel like hermaphroditism and like intersexism is even like, of course, to this day misunderstood. But back then, like, probably not. I feel like not really understood that much at all by like the wider population. And also by a child. But my concept of it was, like, yeah, that these women, like, were literally just women born with penises, and that some people were like that. I had no concept of men being like that. I don't think I ever came across trans male porn.
You're missing out.
Yeah?
Well, even in today's society, the trans male just doesn't get enough media coverage compared to the trans female. You know what I mean?
Oh, let me just tell you this. I don't remember if I told you this before.
Before you tell me, yeah. I'm interested. When you saw the chick with the penis,
yeah,
did you have like a great awakening, or did you think like,
no, no, I just told you what I thought.
Only were just like
my the only thing that I registered was, oh, some women are born like that. You know what else is funny? When I did eventually get the concept of trans women, and I, very early on, around, I would say maybe around 7th or 8th grade is when I would start looking up the costs of the surgery. And the
surgery?
Yeah. That's what I was interested in.
Oh, you wanted to get the cooch?
Yeah.
As a guy, you were looking at it?
It's a, like an 8th grader.
What?
I knew that I wanted to be a woman for a very, very long time.
I thought only in your later years, like when you have like a big psychological issue, then you're like, oh, I want to change gender.
I didn't change gender. You're telling me from like young age. What?
You're saying you don't choose to just be trans?
Okay.
You are. Of course, I'm kidding. Oh my God.
Sorry, hard to tell.
That I was stone bounced for a second, huh?
I wish you were, so I could murder you. Anyway, that's a threat.
You got this out. I'm going to bleep that out so it sounds like you said the N-word.
What were we talking about?
You said the N-word.
No.
Yeah.
I know that I wouldn't.
No, you were saying,
why is that so funny to you?
The N-word?
Yeah. Oh! The concept of saying it is, like, hilarious.
I'm white, baby.
So I had the concept from porn at one point that, like, women could be born with dicks was in my mind. And then I was looking at the surgery, and I think it was, like, transsexual at the time. I don't think the word was transgender. But I didn't really take that in. But I thought to myself, I didn't think to myself, oh, I could turn into a woman and keep the penis. That was not even in my brain. I was like, you have to get the
cooch.
The cooch to be a girl. And yet I also thought, but some girls are born with penises. But if I want to be a girl, I can't have my penis. Isn't that very weird? It doesn't make any sense now that I think about it.
It's you had, like, rules for it in your head.
Yeah, I guess so.
You were very
transphobic as a child. That's like pretty anti-trans.
I was a transphobic child.
You heard it
here
first from Daphne. Women cannot have penises. That is a direct quote.
Unless they're born with them.
Exactly. Exactly. J.K. Rowling, if you'd like to sponsor us, we are willing to negotiate. I'm throwing that out there.
Over the penis. You can only become a woman if you buy the surgery.
Yes, exactly.
So weird. And to me, it was like you got the cooch, and then your hair grew long, and you became pretty, and you had tits.
That's how
the
it
rest
works.
Of it just didn't really register to me. It was all focused on vagine, vagine, vagine.
I'll be real with you. If you had that laser focus on vagine, if I had that focus,
you'd have one by now.
No, I'm just saying. No, like, don't. Fuck. I'm broke. I have no money.
Yeah.
I made like $10 through stickers.
Well, that's actually probably what deterred me and distressed me the most.
Deterred?
Deterred.
Oh. I thought you were like, I'm deterred. All right. I'll start calling you that.
No, it was like, I saw the price and I was like, and I mean, I was even poorer than I am now at that point. I was like, oh, there's no way in my life that I will ever have that kind of money. So I should not tell anyone about this.
Very wise.
And I would also, when I, you know, practiced my Oscar speech in the 8th grade, I was like,
do you want to be an actor?
Yeah, but by then I thought,
me too,
I thought I was going to be a girl. Anytime I envisioned myself in the future, I was a woman.
Did you have huge tits? What? I would have pictured myself with huge tits if I was like picturing myself. I'd be hot as fuck.
Oh, wait, before I forget this story. I don't know about in this podcast, I'll tell it probably in a later
this
one.
This podcast? Sissy Hypno Hour.
Yeah. So I think I'm one of the few people on this earth who was able to say that they had sex with the first porn star they ever masturbated to.
Okay, and that's
it was
cool.
And it wasn't the woman. It was the male. Frankie something. Colin. That was his name. Frankie Colin. Was not attractive in his older age because I met him when I was 21. And was not good at sex. At all. I just told the whole story. But luckily, it was weird because when I was young, I was a little gay boy drinking to straight porn, I guess, and looking at the guy. And not really.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, and, that's a red flag.
But never in my wildest, I was like, when it was happening, I was like, wait a second. Now I'm a woman and he's having sex with me. He was at a chaser bar. Club.
Is that a thing?
There's the Thursday training. I don't know. They don't call it training Thursdays, but
you're telling me I can go somewhere and meet a bunch of you
and prettier and with some gazongas.
they look. See you later.
I guarantee. Literally any girl you bump into there. I mean, I was probably the lowest on the food chain. They were
what
some
would they think of
Kardashians.
Me? Would I be prime? I'm broke.
But
so
in terms
probably
of men, the men didn't look great.
It's oh really?
Like, It's like Stacey's.
Would I clean
and,
up?
Oh, yeah.
Bro?
I mean, you're like half the age of most of the men there.
Oh, baby. This is what I was going to say. If I'm dropping that much cash for a coochie,
why are you
well, saying
coochie?
If I do.
Okay.
Say, like, I'm forced to. I would get mine if I'm spending that much. I'd have it like.
You're forced to and you're forced to buy it.
Yes, I'm forced to buy it. I would get it with like a zipper. You know, you could be like
how
a kangaroo and keep stuff in there. Your cell phone, and you know, and you wouldn't have to carry around that stupid purse.
I love purses.
Yeah, I know. She has all these fucking fancy, expensive purses that all these dudes have bought her. I got, like, cucked before I even met her. It's
I
like...
I used to be so hot. You too.
Huh?
I've seen those
shut your mouth.
Six pack.
I'm still comfortable with my body.
Now you look nice. Those old pictures, it's like... Oh, he would have choked me to death.
Oh, my God.
That looks like someone who would kill me in the street. Anyway. All right,
I got to start doing push-ups, I guess.
All right. Was the first time you met a trans woman was when you were fucking them?
No.
Oh, you met trans... So you met a trans woman or a trans person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my cousin in, like... Well, I guess I probably met a trans person before that.
Oh, okay.
I remember at, like, this camp I went to, I think there was, like, a trans... chick or something.
Hmm. In the States?
Yeah, it was like
okay,
an acting camp.
Sony?
No. Yeah. And that's like when I ran into gay people. This is a great story.
Just right? Ran into them.
Dude, yeah, because I'm like, everyone in Saudi was like, no one was gay, right? So I didn't really, to me, it was just something you called your friend. What up, gay wad? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
enjoy that. So, like, I'm at camp, and there's all these gay dudes. And I'm just like...
And you said gay?
Yeah, I was like...
What's up, gay?
My brain was like, don't say anything. Like, I remember, like, I used to say, like, yo, my homie, to a lot of people. And, like, one time I said, yo, my homo. Like, on accident, it just, like, slipped out.
Yeah,
it was terrible. I was just like, oh. But I'm there in, like, the first one or two days. Like, I go up to this camp counselor who was, like, really close with me. His name was, like, Ant. He was, like, really cool. And yeah, this is British dude.
Love that Ant.
But like, I'm like, he's like, dude, how's your, you know, first few days? You're having a good time? And I was just like, dude,
there are gays here.
Yeah, I was like, dude, how do you deal with, like, there's a lot of gay peoples here, bro, right? And he's like,
I'm gay.
Literally said, I'm gay. And I was like,
no.
Farewell, my friend. And, but
that's all, folks.
He kind of laughed. He laughed, and then he was still my homie. But,
how old were you?
Maybe like 12 or 13.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
But, I remember like kids would get kicked out of the camp because, these dudes were blowing each other in the bathroom and like one of the younger kids saw it and reported it or some shit.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was weird.
I think the first gay person that I ever met and like...
When you looked in the mirror.
Yeah. Because people didn't know at first that I was a little fruity, you know?
They couldn't tell?
I flew under the radar when I was younger, okay?
Really?
You've seen pictures. I looked a little masculine at certain points. Yeah, but
did you act differently?
A little, maybe.
Because you're like...
I was definitely more restrictive. Like definitely before I came out as bi, like...
You're bi?
Yeah. And I never came out as gay.
All these warning signs point to this relationship ending horrifically for me.
Most people, oh my god, shut up. Most people thought I was gay anyway when I said that, so it didn't really matter. But
you are gay.
But before I did that, I'm saying, is that I would like consciously restrict my movements so that I didn't walk in a gay way.
This?
The hand. The shimmy, I suppose.
The shimmy sham.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, you do shimmy.
So,
did you not wear heels?
No, I didn't wear heels then. At home I did. I wore my mother's. But anyway, it was very. I like remember having a clear concept that this kid in the sixth grade, I forget what his name was gay, but he was like, I mean, he was like somehow in the fifth grade, I think it was, or sixth, I don't remember, like flamboyant, like yas queen, like before that was a thing. It was like bizarre for me to see that. In real life,
you and wanted to beat him up.
Young kid, no, I didn't want to beat him up. I never wanted to beat anyone up. But I just remember thinking, like, oh God, I can't be that. Oh God, please help! I actually prayed to God. I prayed to God every night that I would wake up a woman, so I wouldn't be gay, and also because I wanted to be a woman, and also that I would live forever. And
I did that.
I don't think God's granting me either of those.
I do that for my parents and my cat.
I was just about to say I did it for me, and then I did it for everyone in my family.
Yes. Hey, prayer gang. By the way, gang, make sure you say your prayers tonight. This is a Christian podcast.
No.
You're very Christian.
Very. I feel like agnostic is just lying. I think I'm atheist. But...
You're not atheist. They're so stinky and smelly and monkey men.
Oh, shut up.
We are monkey men.
That's my atheist impression.
Okay. The first time I remember really thinking about trans people was Laverne Cox on Time Magazine, and then more so Caitlyn Jenner.
Laverne's what?
Fair. Laverne's cock on Time Magazine.
You and the Cox. Obsession.
That's when
that's
I remember.
That's recent, isn't it?
And that was 20... I think that was 2015.
I've been in the trans world longer than
community.
You, bitch.
That's funny. Oh, any differences in terms of how you experience this, your sexuality towards it? Any differences in terms of personality or you know what I mean? That you note between dating or sexing cis and trans women? Other than the obvious, there seems to be this thing in the way.
Yeah, they got these massive horse cocks a lot of the time. It's just kind of just, like, gross. No, I'd say, I mean, just like with chicks, everyone cis has like a chicks, different, yeah, just like with cis chicks, there's like a lot of different personalities.
Sure.
But there are things that like run line through,
right.
Like being stupid and like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, but you know, like just being chicky, girlish. They have like,
is the similarity or the difference between her?
I'm saying like, just in the way cis chicks are all similar in the sense, like, I'm trying to think of like examples of things like that are very common.
I mean, just use something stereotypical. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any. Oh, like being able to be scared easy.
Okay.
Like stuff like that. I'd say the defining things I've noticed that were similar in the trans chicks I've met is overdressing.
So like, true.
That's insane.
Is usually what it is.
Yeah, and it's not bad. Like usually it's like the chick will look like a prostitute.
A top dollar.
Yeah,
top
like an dollar. Expensive prostitute. You always look like fucking.
Yeah, that's what people think all the time.
Jackie Kennedy. As a prostitute. I think she was. I don't know. Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, there's those rumors that were going around, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got that to this day. You know, throughout my two... Because I've only been transitioning for 2 years. And presenting as... I mean, you just saw a video of me 3 days. I wasn't presenting as a girl when I started hormones. So I've been on hormones two and a half, but like 2 and 4 months. I've been presenting as a femaleless, and initially it was very overdressed, very like, it's so silly. It's like, I want to pass. Let me dress like a peacock. Like, let
I
me
like
draw
flamingo
as,
better. You're let standing me, on my leg.
Let me draw as much attention to myself as possible. Like, why wasn't I don't know why my first thought wasn't like giant sweaters and stuff like that. But it was like, dress like, I don't know.
Well, I'll say it's noticeable just because every, like, chick I've dated, and this could just because they're art hoes, but, like, if they ever wore anything fancy slightly or, like, jeans, if it wasn't something, like, comfy, as soon as we got back to their place, it was, like, sweatpants, like, and t-shirt, like, just, like, grunge. They love it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you, it's, like, I have to coerce you. To not wear, like, a leather fucking corset suit with, like, a whip.
I feel like, I don't know, sometimes, like, when I wear, like, pants, for example, are very comfortable. I love wearing pants. But when I wear them, like, my brain is, like, screaming, you have a penis, you have a penis, you have a penis, as opposed to when I'm wearing a skirt because, like, I'm not as aware of it.
That's
except
so
when the
weird.
Wind's blowing against my skirt, that I'm scared that my bulge is going to show.
You're, like,
honestly,
not
I'm
big,
not in,
though. I feel like in pants it wouldn't be noticeable. Is it?
It is. Yeah. Because most of women's pants like goes into the crotch a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like, well, cuz part of it also is in my brain anyway. I thought, you know, there are certain clothes that like if you were to open your eyes and close them really quick, like would say girl to you, as opposed to like pants, like if you didn't really quite see you wouldn't really be able to tell. But, like, a skirt is, I mean, of course not nowadays, because everyone's free to do what they want. But, like, a skirt is, like, unmistakably, that is a feminine object. And, like, or, like, an off-the-shoulder top. I would wear a lot of those because, or off-the-shoulder anything I would wear, because I don't, men don't really have off-the-shoulder anything. And so I would purposefully dress in things that, like, were unmistakably female, which was often heels, which would make me like 6'5".
and then it was like fucking heels.
Once I'm 6'5", it's like that's not unmistakably female, that's questionably female being that large.
So what are you still doing wearing those 10,
no, that's what I'm saying.
10-foot flats?
So I did that at the beginning, and then I like started getting really comfortable and I was like, oh my god, I look great. And then I've reached another... right now, I'm not that comfortable with my body again. But hopefully... partially because I'm gaining so much weight in quarantine.
Yeah, it's not... It's disgusting. No, you look fine.
That's one of the reasons why... how I can explain why I do it. I can't really speak for other trans people, obviously. But I think that's part of it is like...
You guys
and
all
also,
represent each other.
And also like... cis women, like, they grew up as girls, they had people show them how to dress. When you're this, like, especially when you're in the early cross-dressy phase, you're telling yourself for some reason in your brain, like, oh, girls dress, cis girls dress like this all the time. Cis girls wear latex. Like, that is not common. Sure, some do. But yeah, it's like your brain stops thinking clearly.
Are you latex shaming? Well, that's also because you're taking estrogen, which is giving you a woman
brain. Oh, shut up.
So your brain is literally just shrinking.
It's melting.
It's shrinking, yeah, into this just pea-sized dingus berry.
Yeah, you're so fucking mighty brain, aren't you?
I said the phrase stink bi, and you laughed for like 20 minutes like you had a brain condition. It was like the least funny thing. I carve gold for you with some of my jokes, and then stink bi, I'd like to report a stink. You're dying now, and it's just like, it's offensive to the art of my joke crafting, and it breaks me.
I love that.
I don't know.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit, folks.
Stink bi is not good. Okay. Stink bi is not good. Hey, Kikidero! I'm back with Gay Daphne.
Hey, I'm Gay Daphne.
And I'm back with the...
Oh, jeez.
Egg with a chimp body.
All right, over your deep-throating the mic. Egg oh, chimp. My God. I don't want to get near that thing now.
We just smoked a little more.
All right, you're like a 10-year-old.
No, I just need to tell them.
Yo, it's I'm so high, dude. Hey, do you guys ever smoke weed?
You're so annoying.
I'm deaf, and I smoke weed.
You know that I barely smoke.
Hey, guys.
No, I'm trying to explain the change in behavior.
Hey.
In the jump.
We just got so high. Okay. I'm Daphne, and we just got so high.
You're. Can I explain it or no?
Hey.
I want to I'm Daphne.
Hey. I'm Daphne, and I'm high as fuck.
Okay, never forget.
Yo, you guys ever smoke Flamin' OG?
Okay, are you done? I'm falling asleep here. If you're...
I'm Daphne.
All right. I just wanted to explain. I asked for differences.
Keep the kissing to yourself.
I asked
that
for
is vile. I don't want herp. I don't want hep C. Perp. And I don't know where those lips have been. Kramer, don't fuck my ass.
Any other differences or similarities?
Similarities. They're pretty different breeds, I'll tell you that much. That's like comparing a beautiful Cocker Spaniel to something like a pug, okay?
What is this, masculine Ben Shapiro?
I'm dog breeder Daphne. I'm Ben Shapiro. Listen, first of all, the facts don't care about your feelings. My sister is hot.
This joke is
I bet it was like screenshotted or photoshopped or whatever.
The girl from Ratatouille?
No.
Oh.
That's hot though. I want to fuck her. I want her to fuck me in the ass with a zucchini. But what was I saying? Oh, it might have been photoshopped, but someone tagged him in Twitter and was like, yo, tell your sister to follow me. And he was like, simp. Like trying to make fun of them, but it's weird. It's like, dude, your sister has massive titties. Like, let's be real here.
Wow, what a burn. You got him.
Dude, if your sister's hot, that sucks. Especially if she's on the internet showing her feet and her fat Kaiser milkers.
Okay,
whatever
this
that word
is. All getting cut out.
No, it is not. I'm the editor, and I'm Daff, and I'm super high, and this is none of it's getting cut out.
Okay, can you shut up? Let's get to the next question already. All right. Have you ever had sex with a cross-dresser as opposed to a trans person, or do you even know if you have?
Well,
fuck you. I'm not a cross-dresser.
Aren't you? I'm just trying to point to that.
You're such
I'm trying
an
to keep
asshole.
It quiet. But I thought she was. But apparently, I'm wrong, ladies
question.
And gentlemen. No, I don't think.
No.
No.
Okay.
I think I would have known.
Any wigs? Any fun wig stories?
I have a fun wig story, mid-coitish. But it's not with me. It was, I'm like in seventh grade, and my best friend...
You have a wig story for someone else?
My best friend. I'm not going to name him. He was like my homie. We always played Super Mario Sluggers on Wii. It was like the most fresh-ass game. One day, I could tell like something was wrong, and I was like, bro, what's going on? you seem down. And he's like, dude, there's a room in my house that my parents tell me, like, never to go into, and they went away for the weekend. And I was like, I gotta see what's in there, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right. And, like, the color's draining out of his face.
Oh, you no. know,
he's, like, super pale, and he's just like, dude, it was just a bunch of dildos and, like, different colored wigs. Like, a bunch of, like, sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess his parents were just, like, going ham. But, yeah. Yeah, he that, like, killed him to discover that.
Find the sex dungeon.
That's my wig story.
Oh, fun.
That was brought to you by High Daff. I'm so out.
Okay, shut up.
All right. Fuck you, bitch. The penis? What is that?
We're going to be talking about
this is a ContraPoints
that.
Fucking episode?
Oh, does it...
So, mouthfeel.
Wait. We've had...
Do you launch ContraPoints as a trans woman? Hey, can I use that as a pickup line on you? Do you watch?
I keep getting lost.
ContraPoint?
Okay, so we talked about this. So, people like James Charles, Jeffree Star, the other ones who are men who identify as men, Pete Burns.
You're
men,
talking about gay watts.
Gay watts, yes. You know, someone looks like a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does not identify as one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still looking to boink or date?
No,
what
I mean? If they look like a man, but identify as a woman, I wouldn't be interested.
Okay.
But what was the first one?
If they look like a woman like a but identify as a man. A cross-dresser or whatever. I mean, does James Charles... I don't know if he identifies as a cross-dresser,
yeah,
but maybe
like
he...
looks like a chick when he's got that wig on.
Right. And there's other ones. I don't know if Jeffree Star looks like a woman, but...
I think technically that the internet term is a trap, which some consider a racial slur. Against trapezians, trapeze artists. It's a racial slur against them. But
I feel like I'm way too close to them right now.
Yeah, you're like sucking it down. Like, but I couldn't marry someone who I think identified as like a dude. It would be too weird. But if we were like homies, you know, I could play like Nintendo 64 with them and they
and
could
get
like,
sucked off at the same time.
Yeah, or like we could be like banging and like they look like a chick, you said. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, hey, sign me up. Where can I find these lady men?
Interesting.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, I'm gonna get judged by the fucking bi who fucking fucks anything. Yeah. All right. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Who's the famous gay guy you said that lives next door?
I know, I don't think it's him, but he does the Keep It podcast.
Richard Spencer?
His name is Louis Vertel.
Richard Spencer.
With Ira Madison.
Listen, Daphne and I were talking earlier.
The penis,
yes. The Sissy Hypnosis Hour.
The Sissy Hypno Hour.
Whatever this is called, we would like to cordially ask Mr. Richard Spencer.
No.
You would like to come on.
Wait, what? No.
We could talk a little bit.
Please forgive me.
He has burger
please.
Recipes.
Does he eat humans?
He eats cock. I thought he was gay until like last year. Like unironically,
I just give gay vibes
a little
bit.
I thought he was out.
Yeah.
But I think I just read a Twitter post that said he was gay, and I was like, all
maybe
right,
you
he's
swapped
gay.
Him with Milo. No.
Dude, Milo is so strange.
Oh yeah, we have some some truth, some tea.
Do we? Oh, you mean I have tea, and you want to use. Use my clout. My tea clout.
I've never heard you say tea. Tea.
My
pee. Tea clout.
My pee.
Tea clout.
You're over here trying to
that
get my pee.
That is very funny.
Lick my balls.
Tea clout.
All right.
Oh, tell me about your tea.
But did you spill oil on your questions?
The penis. We have to talk about the penis.
What penis? Mine?
How do you feel about it, the penis?
Yours?
Mine, any trans woman that you've been with.
Well, let me explain this. I have this ready to go.
Right,
we do look, you look like a crackhead. You are a crackhead. Anyway.
Farmer.
Yeah. To me, it's like, you know Indian food? It's got this spice. It's very delicious. You don't like Indian food. What food do you like? What's
Icelandic.
Like a delicious food? Icelandic. All right. It's got this little Icelandic spice to it. You know?
People don't have spices.
Yeah, they put like herring or whatever.
Yeah.
They put gay powder. Fairy powder. That's what Icelandic people eat.
Elf powder.
That's like the psh, that's the little spice to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right, that's like a little accoutrement that's like fancy. It's kind of like the hood ornament on a car, you know, like okay. The Jaguar.
This is a common discussion. You're not the greatest at allegories.
I'm good at allegories. What are you talking about?
I'm a little confused.
It's like a regular chick is a hamburger, and you're a hamburger with like bacon? Blue cheese. Yeah, it's like a little, you know. I like regular burgers,
but
I don't mind having one with blue cheese or onion.
But you wouldn't eat bacon on its own, or in a BLT.
No. Oh, for a gay anal sex metaphor with food, it would be like a sloppy Joe. No,
like what is a man's penis eat a sloppy in this Joe. Scenario, as sloppy opposed Joe. To a woman's? Oh.
I picked the sloppy Joe. This is we're going with it.
This is a good. It's allegory I'm so or analogy. Hungry.
Are you hungry? Anyway. Do you have food?
Gay penis, gay.
That's it. Is pretty gay. That is gay.
I ate all the food we bought from Seven.
Awesome, nice.
Cookies, with the miso cookies.
Miso
horn.
Hungry. Cookie. What is wrong with you? Disgusting. Next question. This is a Christian podcast.
Fetish, chasers. Fetish?
Like I told Daphne, I'm not a chaser. I hunt, baby.
No, that's so disgusting.
I hunt.
Ew.
I take my spear and I shove it in.
No, well, that's scary.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I hunted you down.
How do you keep yourself, or like, how do you check yourself, or do you even know or feel like you fetishize trans women? You know?
Talk about that. Maybe I do. Maybe I have an unconscious bias, as they're called, but...
What is this, Jack Nicholson?
Maybe. This is Zach Nicholson. This is Zach Nicholson. Maybe, but... Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. Maybe I have, like, an unconscious bias, but I have a hunch that if I was fetishizing it, I would only date trans chicks.
Right.
And I think after I run you into the ground, I take that bussy and I just punch my way through it, I might go back, to some puss. just dip my toes in.
Then what is your opposition to someone getting rid of their penis?
I just don't know. It's like a...
Someone is mean.
They just got like a crevasse down there. It's some sort of man-made... Listen... Crevasse. You ever been to a man-made cave?
Isn't that a tie? What is crevasse?
It's like a...
No, cravat. That's tie in French.
Let me explain it this way. Have you ever seen a man-made cave?
Sure.
They're very boring. You know, usually just like a dome or something.
So you think that Neo-Pussy is boring?
Compared to the intricacies of a non-man-made... Nature card.
No, don't use the analogy again. Just speak to it directly. All right,
let's say we're eating a burger. Okay? No, I don't mind. I mean, here's my thing. And this is probably a lot of people's thing. They're scared of change. I've never been with what's it called? A pocket poos or a strap-on poos. I've never experienced it.
But you...
I don't know. To me, it's like a Tesla. They look really dumb to me. They're shaped like a square. Elon Musk seems cool, but Tesla seems stupid.
And they're too expensive.
Yeah, so it's like, that's perfect. That's true.
Genius.
Listen, if you're a model,
worked this time.
If you like make vaginas as a doctor, copy Tesla, and when you're like charging your vagina or dilating it or whatever, you know you have to shove like your fist in there.
Yeah.
Make it, put like a screen on there so they can play Mario Kart while they're waiting. And then you could, like, play with other people dilating. Because you can do that in the Tesla, I think. I don't know if it's Mario. But... yeah, but, like, everyone's dilating, and then you're, like, playing Mario together. Like, my time's up. I gotta go, guys. And take your fist out or whatever. I don't know how it works. I'm trying to go with how I'm picturing it in my head, but you know what I mean.
What were you just talking about?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm done drinking. Peter, would you eat my ass? Peter. I'm gonna need you to eat my ass, Peter. Elaine, would you fuck my ass?
I can't do it. I gotta get better at him. I can do that. That's like, I can do that really well.
I feel like I'm pissing myself. Okay.
Oh, Peter. Are you crying?
I'm talking about fetishizing.
Are you okay?
Oh, Daphne. Will you fuck my ass?
We are talking about fetishizing.
Yeah, you fetishize me and my big, thick ass.
What was the last thing you said?
I don't fetishize you guys because you're too annoying.
Okay. Then I put attraction.
How did Gavin McGinnis put it? The N-words of gender? I think.
Attraction versus sexuality versus sex. What does that mean?
Attraction versus sexuality versus sex. It sounds like one of your things where, like, I'm right about something and then you change six definitions and, like, rearrange the meanings of words somehow.
I put sometimes it can be gay.
You're gay, you're saying.
No. Well, because... Oh, this is what, this is what I was interested
in. I'm gay. Oh, fuck my ass, Peter. Peter.
Is that supposed to be the Joe wheelchair guy? Or is it John Hamm?
I'm John. Peter.
Oh my god. Alright, next question. That made no sense. That last question, I still don't get it.
Oh, I didn't even get to finish this. Somebody said sometimes it can be gay.
Do you remember what it means?
So, no, yes, shut up. So, I was gonna say, what do you think about this whole debate on, like, is it straight? Oh my god, I can finally think clearly. Is it straight or gay to, like, date trans women? People always say this all the time. Like, it's straight to date trans women when they say it's gay.
I think it's pretty gay, Peter. Peter. Peter, you brought home a transsexual.
Why is Don Draper talking?
No, it's Joey. Fucking asshole.
Peter, you brought home a transsexual woman. Aren't you worried what Lois will think? Or your family?
You look alarmed. Okay. Why is this a big deal to people?
I'm trying to tell you through Family Guy scene. What?
Do you
this think is worse it's than the time I dated a transsexual woman.
Do you think it's gay or not? Jesus.
To date a transsexual woman?
Yeah. And do you care? And, like, why do you think people think it matters?
I don't know. I didn't think it was gay until I told Twitter. And then... Fag.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter. You're a fag. Oh, Peter. Did you hear YOLO Swag Studios is gay?
No, I don't.
He fucks men.
It's Joe.
It sounds like Don Draper.
Oh, Peter. Why are you in my office?
I'm just gonna do one impression for the whole thing. Do you think it's gay?
I don't care, and I don't know why. What difference does it make?
Why write the question if you're like, I don't give it.
Peter, I don't give a fuck. Peter, I don't give a fuck about the question.
Just like, I was asking you also, you know what's why funny? Do you think people think it's a big deal to figure out and parse out this like metaphysical, is it a girl, is it a boy?
Answer that.
What does it matter?
Have you seen...
Don't people deserve to be treated fairly and like...
All right, little liberal. All right, little liberal. The world isn't all magic and gay blowjobs.
Well, explain that.
Listen, have you seen the video of Blair White asking her boyfriend this? And he's like, no, I don't think it's gay. Like, I'm comfortable with this. And she's like, I think it's pretty fucking gay. Like, she says she thinks it's kind of gay. I swear. Maybe I'm getting the video wrong, but I'm saying that that's what happened. That's what happened. Why do people care? I mean, it's just, you know, I think a lot of the trans people that society...
Peter, we live in a society.
That people run into are, like, you know, kind of goofy sometimes. And they're the ones that are usually brought to the forefront because, like, you know, someone goofy. Will record a video. Yeah, like, goofy, like...
I mean, the angry GameStop one.
Yeah, like, acting erratic. I'd call that goofy. It's comical, and it would be in a movie if this was 2020 of a guy going... And I'm not calling them a guy, but if you put a huge dude in a dress and go, call me ma'am, that'd be like in an Adam Sandler comedy movie in, like, the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I would have laughed. I would have eaten popcorn and I would have said, this is the best goddamn movie.
Peter, did you see the new Adam Sandler movie?
I don't want to hear from Don Draper anymore.
Peter, I'm Don Draper. Will you fuck my ass? Yes.
Like Anton. Listen,
I'm Anton. What the fuck did you just say?
Chigurh.
Anton. I'm Anton Chigurh.
Is that Chigurh?
I'm Anton Sugar Tits.
Is it a D? No, it's Cigar.
I'm Don Draper. Will you fuck my ass?
I'm just going to rip Cumtown bits. I think people think it's weird just because society's not... Is this cum on you? Did I cum on you? That is cum on you. I'm doing that part out.
This is labels. Wendy Williams.
You know what I would watch? It's Oprah, but it's just like a 30-year-old white dude in blackface pretending to be Oprah.
Why would
but
that
just
be
nothing
funny?
Else has changed. He's still like the very kind demeanor and like the way she talks and just like, no, let's talk about this book,
you mean,
ladies and
gentlemen. You mean nice blackface?
Yeah, like it's
doing
just
blackface,
not, it's not mentioned.
Being a dude delivering a nuanced portrait.
Yes.
Of black life.
Yes. It could even be have some sort of BLM sponsorship, you know.
Oh my god, shut up.
Peter, did you join BLM?
Peter.
Talk about what you were saying.
Peter, I'm doing marketing for BLM.
So what are we talking about?
Big, large mamas.
What are we talking about?
Your hole. It's just not tight enough. Intersex. You said you're intersex?
I can't remember anymore.
Was that all the questions?
I didn't understand the rest because I can't read anymore.
I'm Anton Sugar. Peter, why did you fuck a transsexual? Peter, you fucked a transsexual woman in the ass.
Oh, and then I said sometimes
it came
again.
I think I broke my trash can.
So here's what I was saying. Oh, I remember now. So I said a long time ago, sometimes it can be gay. And because I think that, you know, a lot of the times when people say, like,
who's gay? You are gay?
It's, I'm going to lose track. A lot of the time when people say, fuck, I forgot it. I hate you. But...
It's gay.
No, sure. So this is what I think. It depends on who's doing it. Like, this having sex, the act itself.
You're saying all people who bottom are little
gay like,
faggots.
No, like, let's say, like, a gay person has had sex with a woman before. Like, a gay man has had sex with a woman for a while, right? But that doesn't make having sex with a woman gay. Because a gay person did it. It's like... Does that make sense?
Wait. Explain.
Peter, can you explain this to me in hamburgers?
Can you give me some hamburger analogy I can follow along with?
So, like, is a man being with a trans woman gay is a question people ask. And so I was thinking, like, a gay man having sex with a woman does not make him straight. You know what I mean?
You had to come up with an analogy to try to...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, so there's a burger without bacon.
No,
you put bacon on the burger for a little bit and then take it off. It's not a bacon burger. You know what I'm saying?
Help me explain this. You're giving me so much anxiety. I can't tell if I'm making sense right now.
You're screaming.
Okay, so when people ask, is a man dating a trans woman or having sex with a trans woman gay? And then you think about, if a gay person has... If a gay man has sex with a woman, does that make him straight? No. He's still gay, no matter what the behavior he takes in. It's about him, who he is. So, there is sometimes guys who are actually gay and who say they are gay and who have sex with trans women. And in those cases, it's gay. Like, because they're not attracted to cis women. And, like, they're into, like, the androgyny and, like, the cross-dressing. You know what I mean? And if you are a straight guy and you say that you're straight and you have sex with a trans woman, then that's straight because you're straight. It's about the individual. It's not about the activity that's going on.
That seems like you get too much options. I can't choose. That's like, I could just make anyone who fucks me, they're gay.
No, I'm saying the opposite
of that. I guess anyone who fucked my ass would be gay.
No, I'm saying the opposite of that. Like, if a gay person has sex with a woman... They are gay still, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's like a cure.
Right. So I'm saying that your sexuality is who you are, not like the action taking place. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, the gay man having sex with a woman...
It makes sense.
He's still gay.
Richard Spencer...
Why are you
a proposition for you?
So does that make sense?
Yes, salted plum.
So do you agree with that?
Sure.
That it's gay if you are gay?
I agree that if a gay man bangs a woman, it's gay. I concur. I also concur. If a gay man sucks and fucks another man's ass, it's gay. Yes. And then if a woman has sex with an animal, that's bestiality. Yes, I agree. I understand. Now, next question, please.
Peter, can we have the next question?
I'm saying that actions can't be a sexuality.
I'm Don Draper.
Both people have sexualities. Actions are not sexualities.
Okay.
Help me. Why are you so open? Why are you so open about me being trans? Why did you tell literally every person you have ever met in your entire life, oh, by the way, she's trans? Like, you didn't ask me. This is a call out. You didn't ask me.
Are you talking about, like, on Twitter?
No, your roommates and, like, your friends. Like, you told them, you said before.
Yeah, I mean.
But why? I'm not angry about it. But I'm genuinely curious. Like, that seems like a weird thing to do.
I guess in my head it's kind of like.
Heads up. No. A queer person approaches.
Well, yeah, I did tell them, hey, my girlfriend is a faggot, so
Jesus
just so they could
fucking
know.
Fucking Christ.
But, no, I was just kind of more, like, getting comfortable with, like, people knowing, and it's kind of like, you know, maybe one of them might make fun of me for it if I don't mention it or if they have to bring it up, so I'm just like, I'll preemptively strike. Yeah. It's
and
like,
so you're
yo,
coming,
I gotta...
So you're coming out. Huh? You're coming out as a chaser now.
Hunter. And I'm hunting my prey right now.
You have the water bottle. Oh.
These questions fucking suck.
Last one that makes sense, because we read these earlier, they didn't make sense, was why not attracted? Why wouldn't you be attracted?
To you?
Well, to me, to trans women. Why wouldn't a straight man be attracted to you? Like, a gay man would...
I think a lot of straight men wouldn't be attracted to some trans women because two main reasons. One, aesthetics, you know, sometimes...
Sure. But if there was a hot one, like, who just looked like a hot chick?
All right. Then part two, I think a lot of it, and you can attest to this, like, I'm sure tons of closeted dudes and dudes who try to keep you secret hit you up, which means in public they're probably like, man, I wouldn't bang a trans chick. You know, I think a lot of dudes are worried, like, their boys are going to be like, yo, fuck this dude, he's gay. Like, in Sopranos, they find out the one dude's gay, who's like a fresh dude, kind of. He's kind of fat. He's kind of a fat fuck. But they find out he's gay, and they're just like, yo, smoke this faggot. They kill him. They put a pool stick up his ass, and he's part of the crew. So it's like, I don't want to wake up with a pool stick up my ass or a horse head
around my urethra. You think if you told them that they wouldn't have done it, shoved the pole up his ass and kill him?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, if you had preemptively.
So you need to be open so that you don't get murdered.
Yeah, yeah. The struggles that, and this is serious, guys. Let's go to a serious point. This is something you wouldn't understand, and I don't think anyone understands. The struggle a white man has dating a trans woman. The way people look at us, okay, and the way when they find that out, instantly they kind of change the way they talk and the way they treat you. And I stand in solidarity with you. We matter. We're here. And, you know, I'll pass it back to Daft. I mean, do you stand in solidarity with us?
I just killed myself. I am a ghost. Ask me about being a transgender elephant in the room.
All right. How many dudes have you fucked?
Fuck off. That's not related to...
Here's a hint.
A lot.
It's triple digits. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's...
Triple true. Kill. They're all, like, gross, too. It's, like, 80-year-old men, like, 90-year-old men. 21 Why, Savage. Okay,
I asked if you had any questions, not any facts you'd like to share.
Oh, yeah, I do have a question. Daphne's coochie is so stinky, I can't even get anywhere near it.
Oh, you haven't seen Beauty and the Beast 2.
No, what the fuck? No one has said that sentence in the entirety of humanity.
The axe.
Oh, you haven't seen Beauty and the Beast 2.
The axe with the Yule log.
Suck my
ass. He has
axe.
That sort of accent. He's like from Boston, even though they're in France.
Hey, where are those women with the hairy armpits?
We gotta chop the wood.
I'd chop your nuts
keep
off.
Keep the castle warm.
When you get rid of those, I'm keeping
Beauty and the Beast 2.
What are your plans for that? When are you getting that removed?
The gonads and shit.
Everything.
Oh, and tomorrow.
I heard you doing the fancy French operation where they chop the balls off first.
I want the Thai one.
They put a Thai on?
Oh, Thailand-ish. Thai.
Wow. They put a Thai boy down there.
Yes, I want to have a Thai boy inserted in my penis.
And then it just explodes, and there's a vagina there.
It?
Yeah, your penis. What is that?
I think you're the time boy.
You misgendered my penis. I'm Richard Nixon. How's my Nixon impression?
Did Nixon say that?
Suck my cock, America.